Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Fancy Brian, there's been a little controversy at my kid's high school. Made the national news, apparently. The Daily Caller. So, you know, it's got to be something anti-LGBTQ, and sure enough, it is. There's something called Fine Arts Week at Middleton High School, where my boys attend. And my son, my senior son, actually decided this year he was going to perform. He has a wonderful talent. He remembers all dates, and in fact, is truly amazing. He can tell you, like, if you told him what your birthday is, he'd tell you what day of the week you were born in, however many years ago that is. He's a pretty incredible kid. So my kid, through his own volition, mom and dad didn't encourage this, he demonstrated the skills that perhaps will win him a million beers in his lifetime, that he has sort of a photographic memory of the calendar. And we were quite proud, you know. I mean, he's not a kid that gets up and does a lot of public speaking. It's a big school, and he got up on the stage and he did his thing. Well, so did a teacher in this Fine Arts Week. You know, people get to get up and give little performances. It's kind of like a school-wide talent show. And a teacher also gave a performance. And the performance given by this teacher was singing a Lady Gaga song in drag. And oh, man, did that just set the right off. The Daily Caller, apparently, and my 15-and-a-half-year-old pointed this out to me, the Daily Caller was quoting right-wing talk radio's own Vicky McKenna, because she's the one that got, you know, hold of this and said the teacher should be fired, I believe. I don't want to get the, you know, the story incorrect, but that sounds exactly like something that Icky Vicky might say, you know, because God forbid this teacher should sexualize the students by doing this transgender, this drag performance. So anyways, now I got to deal with the emails home to the parents. I'm going to read what was sent to me about 3 o'clock today as we were going on the air. Dear Cardinal families, well, that includes ours. I want to directly address what happened during the staff performances at the end of our Fine Arts Week last Friday. This week was full of outstanding performances, especially that young croup boy. I might have added that part. By our uniquely talented students and staff, one staff performance has created controversy and media attention. Fine Arts Week has been in place for many years and is a time-honored tradition enjoyed by students and staff alike. Staff performances have historically been part of the festivities. Traditionally, the administrative team has never approved or disapproved of staff performances that were part of the Fine Arts Week schedule. Going forward, staff performances will be vetted by a team, including an administrator. Because apparently, somebody crossed a line. They performed in drag, Fancy Brian.
I bet you if there were a bunch of teachers who dressed all in as cheerleaders and did some ha-ha-ha type of stuff, it'd be just fine.
Oh, as long as they didn't wear a black dress and white pearls, then, you know, Michael Gableman would have to comment on it. Anyways, back to this controversy at MHS. The teacher involved in the controversial performance resigned his position weeks ago. His resignation, and they bolded this part, is in no way connected to the performance. He will not be returning to our school next year in order to pursue other career paths outside of education. Well, yeah. Here's what I can tell you. The rumors were flying. My kid's telling me last night the teacher's been fired. And I'm like, well, you know, slow down. Let's wait for accurate reporting. Don't expect the Daily Caller got it right. Don't expect Vicky McKenna got it right. Because she was the very same one reporting earlier in the week that Wanakee School Districts, which is also a suitcase community of Madison in Dane County, well, they had a furry policy. And if you wore a furry costume to school, you could effectively exempt yourself from academic pursuits and skip out on gym class, according to Vicky McKenna. And, you know, it even fell upon the Associated Press to do a fact check and say, no, you're full of it, Vicky, once again. But the fact that Vicky would jump upon this controversy, because this plays into the right's hands, right? I mean, the newest one in their targets, Mickey Mouse. And we talked about Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida. He is using the corporate attitude of Disney to what? What's he doing? He basically says Mickey Mouse is too woke. And he's attacking the corporation, although I would point out they are tremendous, really big donors to Republican causes in Florida. So he might want to be careful about bad-mouthing the mouse, if you know what I'm saying. Also, there's the whole thing with 70,000 Disney employees and the fact that he only won election by about 32,000 votes. So, you know, there is this thought process that if you attack the state's largest employer, really on social wedge issues, that maybe you're going to, you know, kind of hurt your own political future. But these Republicans, anything that seems strange to them, these transgesters, these drag queens, right? And they're all trying to sexualize your kid. And they're all hanging out in the women's bathroom waiting to rape your child. To hear the stories told.
It's all centered around genitals and bathrooms for them. That's all I know.
Well, if you're not supportive of the Don't Say Gay bill, as it's been characterized in the media, well, then you're a groomer. You're a pedophile. Because otherwise you'd be for this. Who wants to sexualize kids? Certainly not Republicans. But I found it very ironic. Republicans in the state of Tennessee are basically eliminating the age of consent for marriage. So you could marry a 12-year-old in the state of Tennessee, and Republicans, they're just fine with that. In the state of Florida, well, you know, apparently it's a crime to be gay or transgender, or at least they certainly don't want your kids to know that any of those sort of people exist. You know, if you stick your head in the sand and just pretend like they don't exist, maybe they'll all go away. But of course, that's not the intent. It's not even like they think that there's not gay people. I mean, have you been to Disneyland? Gay people love Disneyland. I'm just saying, lots of people love Disneyland. But to pretend it doesn't exist and to try and use it as a social wedge issue, and they do with constancy, and anything to spark a little engagement, because that's how they plan on turning out the vote. Jackassery, like Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas. You know, what's he doing? Shipping immigrants to D.C. and blocking the border? Well, those things are patently illegal. I mean, hell, DeSantis's legislation that he signed into law down in Florida, probably illegal, probably unconstitutional. But it doesn't matter. It's just about creating and jetting up, if necessary, outrage. Because if you're angry, you'll probably go vote. And if you're scared, well, then you got a target to be angry. And if, you know, you're cloistered or Republican and, you know, people not like you scare you, or maybe you're just closeted, then, you know, it gets to be an issue. I'm not saying all Republicans are gay. I'm just saying many of them self-loathe, because they are. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
He is a special talent and a special person.
I'm not an expert on the facts yet. I'm getting there.
He's got a certain talent for this.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.